When I was first ordained 26 years ago, it seems like day before yesterday sometimes, I was stationed in Flint, and there was a store in Flint. It was called The Great Divide. Anybody hear of this store? It's a great store, at least half of it is anyway. Right? You go, one side is all green and white, and the other side is all maize and blue. The carpet, everything, right? And they call it the Great Divide because you can only buy Michigan State stuff or Michigan stuff there, but it's kind of a fun store. When you think about it, there's other things that divide us besides which school we root for in Michigan. You could be a fan of a Ford or a fan of a Chevy. Maybe you remember the commercial of this beverage, right? It was either less filling or tastes great. Remember? And you had to pick. Maybe you pick between Wendy's and McDonald's as your favorite burger place. Maybe you're a Democrat or a Republican. We know well there's lots of things that can divide us. Some of them are fun. Some of them are serious. We know that there are walls that can divide us, literal and figurative. Different thinking, different attitudes, different likes can all divide us. If you listen to Jesus in the gospel tonight, he's talking about how he has a baptism to endure and how he has come to divide houses, right? That houses will be divided, two against three and three against two. In essence, he's reminding us that some will embrace his call to a new way of thinking, and some will reject him and his call to action. Jesus reminds us, I have come to divide. He reminds us that the challenge of his mission was the baptism of his death. Remember, some wanted him to be king and thinking that he was going to establish this new kind of rule. And some wanted him dead. We know his message was not about control and power. His message was about compassion and peace. It was about equality and unity of purpose. He did not want walls of separation, but attitudes of acceptance. We know well that some people could accept it and others couldn't. And those who could not accept his call to a new way of thinking and acting and living took him out, had him killed. The good news is, those that thought they had taken him out only helped achieve Jesus' goal, the resurrection. The resurrection and promise of a new life and a new way to live and think and act. The new life we have in Jesus Christ, remember, is a religious way of thinking, a way of thinking in love and acting with compassion. Our reality today is many people have walked away from an active relationship with Jesus Christ. We all know many of us who have walked away. We also know that many of us are here and actively and gratefully engaged in a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's why we sit in the pew. We know he saved us, and we are fired up by his message of love. We are energized to stay the course, to continue to follow him and to learn from him and to love as he loved. So it is good every once in a while to ask ourselves, am I divided from Jesus by how I live? Or am I united with his message and his mission? Am I united to his way of life and his way of love? Are we on fire with the Spirit of Jesus Christ? If we believe we truly are united with Jesus, then we go forth in faith, strengthened by Jesus in the Eucharist, to witness, to proclaim, to live, and to love in the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen.